The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. John B. Keane's hilarious and dramatic comedy, The Matchmaker, is coming to the Gaiety from next Monday. Michael Scott's iconic production is now in its 21st year. And the play's stars join me now, that being John Kenny and Norma Sheehan. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Anton.
Thank you very much, Anton.
That's the end of the politeness. No, let's go to the gutter.
I don't want to start it with...
Then we can get back to normal.
No, you can't say that.
That was a nice introduction, wasn't it? Very polite and civilised.
They'd be beating us up, the yin-yang.
I know, yeah.
I don't want to start by lowering the tone, Norma, but yeah. Are you going to get the weather for which you are dressed? I mean, shorts at this time of the year is a brave choice.
Oh, I have the legs out all the time. Yeah, I took them out at the start of COVID and never put them back in. But you see, I'd be possibly perimenopause around the corner. So, but I'd find the less clothes you wear, the less flushes maybe. So, I mean, I could be out the other side of COVID. But if you wear, anyway, this is enough.
No, I'm curious why John hasn't followed in your footsteps. Why?
No, I was just thinking of the other night, because there's a line in the play, and for all the years I've done it on and off, there's a line, one line he says, and I couldn't believe it when she threw her two arms around my neck and her two legs around my back. The last thing I expected last Sunday night was actually two enormous Sheehan's legs around my waist, coming up around my neck. How she did it, I do not know.
And did you not see me toes shaking
I'll
as well?
I tell you, theatre complicity or some circus act should have you. But Jesus, I'll tell you something, Anton, I got an awful fright. Because I took me completely out of character when she mounted me from the side. And the legs, how'd you get the legs around me?
Well, your previous line was...
When you're talking about legs, that just came to me.
What did you say? The man's biggest problem is the dick. From his first shave to his last.
That's right.
He's tormented by the whistle of a dropping knickers or a...
That's it.
He's out the starter gate like an onion
fat. I didn't know they whistled on the way down. It's good to discover
well,
that.
Well, they did. John B. Keane let one did, yeah.
Yeah.
For those unfamiliar, The Matchmaker is about what?
It's about Tinder, Grindr, Growler back in the day. And John B. Keane, you know, was ahead of his time. Yeah.
So this was, if you felt, I want a spouse, be it I want a husband or I want a wife, you went to The Matchmaker and he made it happen.
Or I'm lonely and I want a bit of passion, I want a bit of life. I probably just need someone to sleep with or... Really? I mean, people get married for different reasons. Well, at a certain time when they suddenly realise that I'm not married... I mean, and this is the reason that The Matchmaker came into existence. This is well, was because he looked around him and he said, there's a hell of a lot of people here and they have no one. So he said he turned his hand to matchmaking.
Yeah. And the role of The Matchmaker effectively was you would keep a list of the men who were available and the women who were available. And you gradually said, you know who'd work with such and such?
Yes, yeah. You try and match them up by correspondence. Yeah.
Like one fella might only have one leg.
That's right.
But his third leg would be mighty.
Yeah. Well done, Norma. It's not in the script, but I'll take it. 'Tis a good one. You got all sorts, all makeshifts.
I see we've set our bar for the tastefulness of this interview.
There was always the threat of a mismatch. Now, some matches were fantastic, but when it mismatched, it's like that's when the trouble started. And I suppose the backbone of the play is this one very strong female character. Yeah. Fionnuala Crushed, who's been matched with one husband. She buries one, she comes back to him, she gets another, she buries two. She's on her third one. I won't be good. But she's I won't say she's easy pleased, but what she had to do, what she got wasn't great.
She tries everything. She's like, I poulticed his posterior with nettles and you'd swear it was a tickle all the action he took to it. She just can't get this. She says, I'd be better engaged sleeping with a corpse.
That's right. Yeah. And then the matchmaker says, well, he suggests other kinds of remedies.
Like, jockeys.
Like poutine. Poutine is a great one, of course. You could rub poutine anywhere and God only knows what to do, depending on the strength of it.
Yeah.
Or you could internally, externally, you could take it both ways, you know?
Just like deep heat.
That's it, you see. Or rub the Ralgex. Did you ever get a rubber Ralgex?
I have not yet, John, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
That sounds like Friday.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Is it an enjoyable play to do? Or is it, because I assume you still, even if it's a funny play, you still have to concentrate on the character, you still have to concentrate on the acting, or can you just have at it?
No, there's a lot of lines in it. I'll tell you now. Do you know, I have actually, 1 second, just touch it away.
No, we'll talk among ourselves, John. You go rooting in your bag.
My biggest struggle is not to corpse. And like, I do take myself seriously, because if people have come out and paid tickets, I don't want to be up there pulling the mic. literally. But like, I find it very hard. What is he doing? Is that a contract?
I believe he's just, he's handed me the script.
Yeah, right.
Because you'll see how dense it is.
Anton, if I get sick of him,
there's a lot of,
if I get sick of him by Tuesday night,
there's a huge lot of
could you learn the lines in case he gets sick of me by Tuesday night?
Sure, absolutely, no problem. I do a wonderful John Kenny impression.
You can't, and you can't diverse from it, because the thing, the language in it is of its time. It's it's Keane's language. It's beautiful.
Now, it's not Shakespeare boring or Sing that you're like,
this is beautiful.
It's really relatable. Yeah. I understand.
There's
every
a lovely
word
flow to the language, and Keane captures all that sort of, that style of whatever, wherever it's coming from in us, that sort of mixture of English, Irish, Gaelic, ancient. It's all in there, like, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful language.
Have either of you ever met an actual matchmaker?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah, there's one still practicing down in Listoonvarna, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, Willie, what's his name? He's got the white beard. I met him a few years back.
Willie Daly, is it?
Willie Daly. No, you
just
haven't.
I told that in my ear. That's the quality of production on this show.
Did he sort you out?
Who, me or him?
No, when you met him. Or you're married to Marge still, aren't you?
Still.
Look, I just want you to know.
Read the menu. Read the menu.
I was only chatting, like, you know.
So let's get the important stuff out of the way. The matchmaker is in the Gaiety from the 12th until the 17th of September. And then you pack up the entire shooting gallery and you head for Kerry and the INEC.
INEC.
And then you're in Waterford as well and around the country and everything else. But the Gaiety run 12th through the 17th of September. Do you find yourself corpsing regularly in it? Is it difficult not?
No, he's funnier than me. Like, I mean, in fairness, he's so, what's the quote? With the dinner at 9 o'clock in the morning to get a clear run of the day. Mashed buds, boiled buds. Like, I mean,
that's history.
I know it is history, but like, you have funny bones.
I do not know, normally.
I have a few funny bones.
No, you have a lot of. I don't go comparing. I think, look, it's fantastic. I think we're two brilliant performers. I think we bring something quite unique to the piece. Look, I think.
And do you get daunted by the piece at all? Because it is a classic of the relatively modern era, and John B. Keane is a man of. I mean, it's not often you're in a theatre where the bar next door is named after the man who's writing the play that you're acting in.
And my neighbour is married. My neighbour Simon Flynn is married to Joanne Keane. So there's a bit of pressure now when I go down to Kerry.
But do you feel that? Do you feel a sense of this is I can't just throw this off?
Well, I don't think any actor goes in there to throw anything off. I really, honest to God, no matter you shouldn't be doing stuff if that's the way you feel about it. You'd stay away from it.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, it's not the field. It doesn't have the drama or this huge. But there is drama in this as well. There's, I mean, you could play this completely over the top. You can play anything. You can make a mess of anything if you want. Oh, not a mess, but
a farce.
A farce. There's stuff in this that is beautiful.
Well,
there's emotions and energies.
He has me crying and laughing. So, you know, that he's got a couple. He's more than one dimension, let's just say.
When you're in a play like that, do you have moments where you look forward to the audience reaction? Do you know there's a bit where you say, oh, yeah, this will land?
They say the lines for you. Honestly, they're participating. Yeah,
the audience is number three in this, because there's myself and you, and without the audience, because it's the it's the ooh, it's the laugh. And when you, even when the opening line, there's the play opens with the voice of John B. Keane, giving a small introduction to the piece about matchmakers and where McDickie came from, which is Richard Michael Richard O'Connor, but he's, as he says, affectionately known as Dickie McDickie O'Connor. And the very minute the audience hears Richard Michael Richard and then they hear affectionately known as Dickie McDickie O'Connor, the whole place erupts.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, all right.
They're on side tonight.
It started already before we go on stage. So when we walk on, and nice and easy we build. It's just a lovely. There's a great warmth in the matchmaker, in the stories everything.
I think
in
since
it.
COVID, everyone's on side.
Yeah.
Everyone is gasping to have a ball.
Yeah.
They're so sick of being vulnerable and tied up. Not tied up, that's a bit rude. Locked up.
Humour.
And do you find that with the audiences that they come back to see it again? Yeah. Because, I mean, it strikes me as like I have been to see a couple of different productions of Borstal Boy almost just because every time it's on you feel, God, I have to go because it's a wonderful opportunity to go see it. It's the same for the matchmaker. Do you see the same crowds coming back to say, I want to see it again?
I think some people would say, I'll never go to watch. I can't make the match. What's the matchmaker? No, it's not the feel. But the thing about the matchmaker is people have seen it. Tend to come back to it.
Yeah, and they bring someone else.
They love it. Yeah. And there's an awful lot to take in one night as well, to be honest about. It there's a lot of information going out there.
Yeah.
And you sometimes sit down, you're going, all right, this character, because you've about 20, 30 different characters.
No,
in the
two
piece.
Nights are the same.
And so, yeah, there's a lot going on in it, you know, there's a lot to take in. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff There's a lot of laughs in it. There's a lot of everything in it.
Do you ever, maybe this is an unacceptable question to ask actors, do you ever panic you'll blank?
Oh yeah, sure, that's grand. Sure, he went off to get his hat. The farting from him the other night. Did you go off for your hat or a fart? I wasn't sure.
Well,
I was going,
actually,
is he rude
both
for
actually. I suddenly realised I had no, I for one character I use a hat, like as a small little thing, yeah, just to differentiate me from the other, how many other I'm playing. Yeah. And I suddenly realised there was no hat. But sure, I just limped off
and
stage.
And then I went
blank
at another point
limps.
And you gave me an elbow in the ribs. I was meant to be saying something, like getting the white pepper or whatever, but yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
A text has come in, Norma, about your legs. It says, I did an abseil recently with young Norma in Croke Park for Jack and Jill, and those legs can jump, and Norma would try anything. I got my tickets for the matchmaker for Monday, and I'll be abseiling into the Gaiety for that. You did an abseil in Croke Park.
Yeah, but I mean, I've done a skydive, and I did, you know, the Fit of Family thing. I'm
from
looking
the roof of Croke Park. Don't use that expression, like everybody
does.
You know,
it's, listen, the other people were afraid, but I'm not afraid, you see, unfortunately. It was good crack. Now, it was good crack and it was for charity. But it was actually very relaxing. I fall asleep in the dentist. Like, I have a different level of...
Would you fling yourself out of a plane, John, or do an
I wanted to do it once, but my good wife told me definitely she would... I've ridden in Punchestown. I've gone down Niagara Falls in a wheelbarrow.
Jesus Christ.
I've done a couple of things, like, but I think you have to be a bit mad. We won't compare notes. I didn't know you did the abseil.
Go back to the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
That isn't true, I assume.
I know. We went down Victoria Falls on a raft, whitewater raft. And now getting out of the gorge is actually more difficult than going down that stretch of water. Because it takes you over an hour to get out of the gorge when you pull in to climb up in that heat. And people find that you might survive the raft.
It's good to know you are living such exciting lives when you're not treading the boards.
If you go out on stage, you're not really afraid of anything.
You're throwing yourself after the deep end. You might as well be there. Tis a dangerous thing, taking our life on our hands every night, going out on the stage. And when we get to the Gaiety, mother of God, if I come out of the week alive, unscaled, I'll tell you, I'll be the lucky man.
And that week is the 12th through the 17th of September in the Gaiety. That is John B. Keane's The Matchmakers. The stars, of course, being Norma Sheehan and John Kenny. Guys, thank you both very much for coming in.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.